As globalism transitions from global to local, we become vocal local, blocking the globalist agenda right where we are, in our towns, cities, counties, and states. And now, here is that nemesis of globalism, your host, William Roberts.
Yeah, buddy, the sun is rising over Missouri, folks, and it's time once again for a show me showdown. We got breakfast on the table all across America, coffee brewing on the stove, and there's a revolution in the air. Can you smell it? Smells sweet. Be a part of it. Welcome to the Monday, our moon day, January the 4th, 2010, two-hour broadcast of Become Vocal Local. We come to you live Monday through Friday here on the Oracle Broadcasting Network, oraclebroadcasting.com. My name is William Roberts. Got good news, lots of that, hard facts, certainly that. And we might even advance a solution or two for you this morning. But if you can't remember the last time you experienced the pursuit of happiness, you're definitely in the right place at the right time to become vocal local. This is the home of philosophical radicalism, where freedom is popular and remains the best hope for America. Talk about a lot of that philosophical radical stuff today. We talk about law, etc., much more. Interactive Talk Radio is the name of the game. Be a part of today's broadcast. You can pick up the phone, call throughout the broadcast for those with unlimited long-distance access or in the Austin, Texas area. You may call in at 512-904-8014 to join me live on air and from around America. And around the world, you can call in toll-free at 866-841-1065. And, of course, your calls are welcome. You may also send your ideas for guests, show topics, and news to me via email at bvlhost@centurytel.net. That's bvlhost@centurytel.net. And for those without internet access, listening by any of our affiliate stations and micro broadcasters, you too can be a part of it. Simply send your letters to me at William Roberts, Post Office, Box 96, out of Exeter, Missouri, 65647. Again, that's Box 96, Exeter, Mo, the big Mo to me, 65647. Big shout out once again to Liberty Radio out of Owensville, Missouri, Micro 1650 AM Buffalo, New York, and 94.3 Elgin, Texas. Thank you, gentlemen, for broadcasting Become Vocal Local to your local listening audiences. Our listener call-in number remains throughout the day and is posted at the oraclebroadcasting.com home page website. The number remains 866-841-1065. Your calls are welcome. Precious metals begin 2010 with a strong upward gain. Equities end the decade of decline. Markets are just going to be what they're going to be. We're going to look at that in a moment. We'll do part six, the history of law today, the feudal system, common law, law and ethics, and much, much more. Lots of news on the plate as well. Let's go to that market report for Monday, moon day, if you will. January the 4th, 2010, active trading out of New York City as of 9 o'clock a.m. Eastern Standard Time finds gold trading up $21.60 at $1,118.10. Silver up 34 cents, trading at $17.21 an ounce. Platinum moves up $32 at $1,499 an ounce, a buck shy of $1,500 on platinum. Palladium continuing its strong drive upward, up $14 so far at early trading at $420 an ounce. I suppose the people that were watching that really enjoyed the 200% gain in palladium last year. How high will palladium go this year? Only time will tell. The London gold fix this morning is at $1,113. The lows and the highs in the gold spot market are $1,099.20 for a low, $1,119.90 for a high. On Thursday last, the Dow Jones Industrial Average closed off 121 points, closing out the year at 10,428. The NASDAQ was off 22 at 2,269, and the S&P was down 11 at 1,115 this morning. In crude oil, crude is making a major move upwards, up $1.92 in early trading at $81.28 a barrel. We'll be back right after these words from our sponsors.
How many times have you been in a situation where having a hidden audio or video recorder would have made a difference in your life? In the past, owning a hidden video recorder has been expensive and too much of a bother to carry. That was then. This is now. Introducing Diginet Spy Sunglasses. These sunglasses contain a small hidden camera that will record up to 4 hours of real-time audio and video. The Diginet sunglasses are perfect for traffic stops, unlawful searches and seizures, town hall meetings, proving your innocence, or any other situation you'd like to record. And if sunglasses aren't for you, check out the DigiPen. It does the same great job as the sunglasses, but in the form of a functional pen. Video never lies. Watch Big Brother back. Visit diginet.net. That's diginet.net. 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 Or call 1-888-344-6681. 1-888-344-6681 today.
Each year, millions of children in developing nations die from disease that could be eliminated with just clean drinking water.
But 2 years ago, we introduced C-Panel, the easy-to-use sun-powered water distiller, robustly designed to provide sparkling clean water in developing nations. Now, these same units can give you delicious bottled water, remove fluoride, toxins, and bacteria. They can help you prepare for disasters or provide pure water on boats, RVs, and off-grid locations. Each affordable C-Panel will make up to 2 gallons per day in hot climates. And unlike water filters, they'll remove salt and dissolve toxins. Just fill the basin with seawater, tap water, or contaminated water, and let sunlight pass. Pasteurize and distill it. No filters, no chemicals, no complicated maintenance. Just tasty, healthy water from nearly any source.
Please visit cpanel.com, spelled S-E-A-panel.com, or call 205-246-6492.
Turn disbelief into pain relief. If you are in pain or take prescription drugs for pain, then you need to visit tpr20info.net and get TPR20, the effective topical pain relief cream without the harmful side effects of prescription drugs. TPR20 is a non-prescription cream that relieves pain fast and fights the inflammation to keep the pain away longer. On tpr20info.net, you can read about the many uses of TPR20, like relief from arthritis, fibromyalgia, sports injuries, back pain, sore muscles, and much, much more. Buy the gift of pain relief for yourself or a loved one, and enjoy Christmas and the New Year without pain. Visit tpr20info.net or call to order at 1-877-829-9962. Order now and get free shipping in the United States and Canada. And dealer inquiries always welcome. Again, that's tpr20info.net or order by phone at 1-877-829-9962.
This is Become Vocal Local with your host, William Roberts.
And welcome back to our Monday, January the 4th, 2010, two-hour broadcast of Become Vocal Local. We'll come to you live Monday through Friday right here on the Oracle Broadcasting Network, oraclebroadcasting.com. Let's go back in and close out that market report for Monday, January the 4th, 2010. Active trading out of New York City, 9 o'clock a.m. Eastern Standard Time. Again, we find gold trading up $21.60 in early trading at $1,118.10. Silver up 34 cents, trading at $17.21. Platinum moves up a strong move this morning, $32 upward in the platinum market, $1,499, right on the edge of $1,500 an ounce for platinum. Palladium doesn't do bad either, up $14 so far at $420 an ounce. Watch where that goes this year. Make a chart, little post-it note, stick it by your monitor speakers and things, and watch how that palladium goes up and up and up, as it might. The lows and the highs in the gold spot market this morning, again, $1,099.20 for a low, $1,119.90 for a high. That's the midpoint between bids and asks, by the way. At $1,118 and a dime, your gold is up $243.40 from this time 1 year ago for a 27.82% return on your investment. Of course, palladium returned 200%, so you be the judge. I'm just giving you the information. You decide, as I guess is what they say. The London Gold Fix again this morning, $1,113 an ounce. The Dow closed off on Thursday last at 121 at 10,428. The NASDAQ off 22 at 2,269. The S&P was down 11 at 1,115. As mentioned earlier, the crude oil is the big news here, up $1.92 at $81.28 for a 42-gallon barrel of light sweet crude. You do the math. 42 gallons per barrel at $81.28. That's the price of crude. And as we said last week, there's about 27 miles of tankers, if they were all nose to stern, all across the ocean stretched out, round about here and there, tankers full of crude oil just waiting to be delivered somewhere if someone can afford it. On the same token, I noticed that there was a continuing onslaught of pirates against these tankers that are just here, there, and everywhere all across the world as well. So we'll probably hear more stuff about the law of the sea treaties and other kinds of things coming up. The U.S. dollar index this morning declines 39 basis points, trades at 77.53 on the Intercontinental Exchange Inc.'s website. In the foreign exchange rate market this morning, some pretty big moves. The Canadian dollar up 116 basis points, trades at 96 cents U.S. The Mexican peso up 104 basis points, yet trades still at 8 cents U.S. The euro moves up 59 basis points, trades a $1.44, and the British pound losing this morning, the only one on my list, our little basket of currencies here, losing 6 basis points, trades at $1.62. The Swiss franc up 45 basis points, trades at 97 cents U.S., so that's your foreign exchange for this morning. In the bond market, the yield on the two-year is running 1.10%. Make a note of that one. Let's see where that yield goes this year. It was much lower last year. The 10-year bond is yielding 3.84%, and the 30-year is running at 4.65. In the mortgage markets, we see this continuing rise in the cost of mortgages. You've got a glut of houses out there. The commercial market is about to bust loose and dump lots and lots of property on the market there. And yet, the mortgage rates continue to rise. The bankers keep lining their pockets, and they're still withdrawing credit. So the 15-year mortgage moves up from 4.48% a month ago to 4.67 this month today, and the 30-year moves up from 4.89 a month ago to 5.34%. Of course, you're going to have origination fees and points and other things on top of that as well. This morning, woke up to another blanket of fresh snow overnight. Not a tremendous amount of accumulation, only a few inches here in southwest Missouri, but it's running about 11 degrees Fahrenheit. Under overcast skies, it's got a northwest wind about 8 miles an hour. We're running humidity at 81%. And tonight, they're forecasting the temperature to drop down to about 1 degree. Of course, the real temperature, the felt temperature, the perceived temperature will be lower than that, but on the thermometer it should come in about 1 degree Fahrenheit. And that is indicative of what's happening all across the United States right now. Of course, you know, we hear about this specious man-made global warming, climate change. Well, the climate is changing. It's getting colder than Skiditch, but that's what you would expect in the winter, wouldn't it? Here's an article off Bloomberg. U.S. faces record cold weather. Florida crops may avoid damage, Bloomberg, Dan Hart writing. Cold, windy weather enveloping the U.S. from northern plains to the east coast may continue to break temperature records today. Now, where's that global warming when you need them? Certainly, in South Florida, the orange growers are looking for a little bit of global warming, but they're not going to get it. Many of them, however, think that they may escape crop damage. We'll see how that goes. The National Weather Service issued a hard freeze warning for last night and this morning for southern Alabama and Georgia. Our listeners in Alabama, Georgia, and Florida need to find a sweater and dig it out early, including the panhandle. Such warnings alert growers of temperatures that may fall below 32 degrees Fahrenheit, 0 degrees Celsius, for more than 3 consecutive hours. Now, I can tell you what, boy, I got my heater running full blast in the background. You might even be able to hear it. Just barely keeping the house warm enough to do this broadcast. Dropping down a little low, a little further here, it says a low of 20 degrees was forecast for Jacksonville, Florida, 20 degrees overnight, which would break the existing record of 22 degrees. Hey, did you hear that, Al? Mr. Gore, you pick up on that? Barry? Barry Usurper? You got that? New lows, records. A meteorologist, Dave Samuel. Samuel, how'd you like to run up your life through with a name like that? A meteorologist for AccuWeather, Inc. in State College, Pennsylvania, said, typical temperatures for Jacksonville this time of year are 42 degrees. Getting down to 20 degrees. In Florida, citrus growers will likely avoid major crop damages since below freezing temperatures wouldn't last long enough, Samuel said. I don't expect widespread damage, he said. I hope, let's hope he's right. The next few weeks will be key to the outlook for agriculture, said Bobby Barton, president of the Sebring, Florida-based Highlands County Citrus Growers Association. I wouldn't want to write that on a letterhead or a business card. In a telephone interview, a cold blast expected next week is supposed to be stronger than the current weather pattern. So if you get those sweaters and blankets out, folks, just leave them folded at the end of the bed. You're going to need them next week, too. A Price Group, Inc. vice president in Chicago, Jack Schofield, said in an email yesterday. And this is interesting. Orange juice futures on December the 31st fell the most in 4 months on speculation that freezing weather forecasts for this week for many parts of the U.S. won't damage Florida's citrus crop. Orange juice rose 90% last year on bets that harvest would decline in the state, the world's second largest grower. Anyway, we'll be back on the other side. Buy that orange juice now before the price goes up.
Sometimes authorities don't tell the truth. Many businesses, traffic intersections, and patrol cars are now equipped with cameras. Big Brother is watching, but now you can watch Big Brother back without Big Brother even knowing it. Introducing DigiSpy sunglasses. These high-resolution DigiSpy sunglasses come with either 4GB or 8GB of flash memory, allowing you to record digital footage while doing everyday activities. DigiSpy sunglasses contain a small, high-quality hidden camera that can record up to 4 hours of real-time video and audio. The Diginet Spy sunglasses are perfect for traffic stops, unlawful search and seizures, town hall meetings, anywhere you need indisputable proof. Diginet also offers the same audio-video technology in the functional DigiPen. Check out the complete line of products, including mobile DVRs, and see the video quality at diginet.net. That's DIGANET.net. DIGANET.net. Or call 1-888-344-6681. 1-888-344-6681 for your Diginet spy products today. Because video never lies.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. No one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
Have you heard about the most advanced affordable upgrade for your vehicle? Sonic spark plugs bring you increased fuel mileage and performance. It's like a new brain for your engine from enginebrain.com. Just like a pound of sawdust burns faster than a pound of wood chips, finer fuel mist burns faster. Using a patented process, Sonic spark plugs smash gasoline mist with ultrasound. Thousands of drivers have upgraded to Sonic spark plugs for more power and mileage. Just replace your old plugs with Sonic plugs. Now get a free Sonic spark plug for your chainsaw, generator, snowblower, or lawnmower, and pay only shipping and handling. Once you experience ultrasonic power, you'll want them in your car, truck, motorcycle, or RV. Visit enginebrain.com to learn why Sonic spark plugs outperform all other spark plugs. They're a small company, but their advanced plugs are 100% OEM compatible with your vehicle's warranty. Visit enginebrain.com to learn about combustion theory, hydrogen power, and fuel efficiency. Learn what the oil companies would rather you not know, like a new brain for your engine. enginebrain.com. EngineBrain.com.
Pulling back the curtain to expose the matrix. Axiom Radio with Rob Chowda. Weeknights 7 to 9 Central on the Oracle Broadcasting Network.
Well, you can only empathize with poor Dan here writing for Bloomberg in regards to this cold snap in the Florida orange crops. Well, you know, you got to start someplace. Anyway, Dan continues his article and he says this. He says the futures for March delivery, again, we're talking about orange juice here. The futures for March delivery tumbled 7.85 cents or 5.7% to $1.29 a pound. On ICE Futures U.S. and New York, the biggest drop for the most active contract since August the 14th. The price gained 51% since the end of 1999. So you can see that orange juice has just been steadily climbing. It's one of those numbers that's just kind of buried in the cost of living index, right? Anyway, so that's that. No, that's a little bit more on this. The U.S. Department of Agriculture last month estimated that Florida's orange crop will be 0.7% smaller. You really believe that the U.S. Department of Agriculture has that kind of accuracy in their forecasting? I don't. Because adverse weather reduced the fruit size, Brazil is the world's biggest orange producer. Remember our story on Zionism. A lot of citrus going on over in Israel as well. Stocks rally on China manufacturing as the cold snap boosts oil. All right. David Merritt, writing for Bloomberg, says this. Stocks and commodities rose on the first trading day of 2010 as China's manufacturing expanded at the fastest pace in more than 5 years and the outlook for American job losses improved. Oil gained after freezing weather hit the U.S. The MSCI World Index of 23 developed nations, as opposed to the developing nations, as opposed to the backward nations or the brown nations, those 23 developed nation stocks advanced 0.5% at 12:40 p.m. in London, and futures on the Standard & Poor's 500 index gained 0.6%. The MSCI Emerging Markets Index added 0.8% to a 17-month high. Natural gas for February, delivery gained as much as 4.6%, and crude oil rose for an eighth day, exceeding $80 a barrel. Watch that natural gas price go up and up. We'll talk about that in a moment. Manufacturing in China, which led the recovery from the first global recession since World War II, expanded by the most in 5 years last month, an industry report showed. Nestle, here's Nestle in the news again. You wouldn't believe how big Nestle SA is until you look into it. Gained 1.9% in Zurich after Novartis AG exercised an option to acquire its stake in Alcon Inc., the world's largest eye care company, for a total of $39.9 billion. The maker of Nescafe Coffee also today announced an additional share buyback worth $10 billion of Swiss francs, or $9.65 billion. A little bit of hot cocoa on a morning like this morning. Air Berlin PLC advanced 5% in Frankfurt. Europe's third biggest discount carrier was upgraded to a buy from a hold at Deutsche Bank AG. Renault SA, France's second largest car maker, added 4% in Paris. Sales volumes will be, quote, very strong in the first half of 2010, Bernard Cambier, sales director for France, said in an interview on BFM Radio. U.S. stocks, PIMCO cautious, Treasuries paired earlier declines, with the yield on the 10-year note climbing one basis point to 3.84%. Pacific Investment Management Company, which runs the world's biggest bond fund, is reducing holdings of U.S. and United Kingdom debt as government borrowing expands and is, quote, more cautious on corporate debt. According to the 2010 outlook of Paul McCulley, a money manager and member of the investment committee, quote, we're making a very active decision to run light on risk, he wrote. Light on risk. Buying less of the government debt. U.S. natural gas for February delivery rose as much as 25.4 cents to $5.826 or $5.83 per million British thermal units. That would be BTUs on the New York Mercantile Exchange. Cold, windy weather enveloping the U.S. from the North Plains to the East Coast may continue to break records today, forecasters said. Spot U.K. gas prices surged and U.S. crude oil for February delivery rose as much as 2%. Of course, what all this has to do with the cold weather is questionable. If you recall last week, we were talking about this glut of stored natural gas and crude on 27 lineal miles of tankers just floating in the sea. They're running somewhere in the neighborhood of $30,000 a day for most of those vessels rent. So the longer they stay out there and they can't find a home port to deposit their cargo, the greater the loss and the higher the price. You know, the loss is always passed to the consumer. Here we see the price of natural gas going up and moving up strongly. Dropping down a little bit further here, it says orange juice futures. Can you imagine, folks, orange juice futures? Article after article talking about orange juice futures. I guess that's one way to keep your eyes off of Pakistan, which is melting. They're blowing hell out of themselves over there. The United Nations is pulling troops and people out of there. Anyway, Pakistan, it's in the news as well. I'm not going to report it, but it is in there if you want to find it. Orange juice futures fell 8.2% in the final 2 days of 2009 on speculation that freezing weather won't damage crops in Florida. The world's second largest orange grower, gold, for immediate delivery added 1.3% to $1,111.32 an ounce in London. Copper for delivery in 3 months rose 1.5% to $7,487 a metric ton on the London Metal Exchange, leading advances in industrial metals. Can you believe it? Orange juice included in a paragraph that includes gold and copper. Interesting. Well, all that. And then it goes on and talks about the treasuries and so on and so forth. That's that article. Let's go to another one. This one kind of caught me by surprise. I got it out of the middle of this other article on a hot link. But Indian super compact car market overtakes Japan. We talk about Government Motors, GM, Ford, all of them down and out, you know, singing the songs of blue. Well, this is a story off of China Daily. The Indian super compact car market overtakes Japan. India has emerged the leader in small cars, overtaking Japan, as declining sales in Western markets coupled with robust growth in Asia redraws the global map of the auto industry faster than many expected. You know, of course, that palladium is used in the catalytic converters on automobiles, and we've seen a 200% increase in the cost of platinum in this past 12 months. It might have something to do with the rapid expansion or the robust growth in Asian auto manufacturing. It's well known that China will overtake the U.S. as the world's largest car market this year. Put that one on your map. Less noticed is the fact that India will top Japan for the first time in sales of super compact cars. It overtook Japan as the world's number one producer of basic cars in 2007. I guess that's like the Volkswagen. The India's basic car. Automakers like Ford, Nissan, Volkswagen, General Motors, and China's Shanghai Automotive Industry Corporation are pouring hundreds of millions of dollars into the country, hoping to capture a piece of the growing market for tiny, inexpensive passenger vehicles. Tiny, inexpensive passenger vehicles. That's what I need. I need one of those tiny ones right now. I can put it inside of my garage with my table saw. Now I'll be right back. Stay with us. More to come.
You are listening to the Oracle Broadcasting Network, the home of cutting-edge talk radio. TeamSpeak.cc is proud to announce that TeamSpeak 3 is now available. TeamSpeak is now more flexible, powerful, and scalable. TeamSpeak software enables people to speak with one another and transfer files over the internet. TeamSpeak represents years of engineering experience and is available for Windows, Mac, and Linux. TeamSpeak.cc has the best integrated solutions for online gamers, virtual worlds, social networks, education, and any environment where up to thousands of users require crystal clear voice communications. Users can finally say goodbye to echo, feedback, and background buzzing noises as the evolution in quality voice communication has arrived. Go to TeamSpeak.cc to find out more. Servers now available and starting at just $2 a month. Remember, that website is TeamSpeak.cc, your total voiceover IP solutions provider. TeamSpeak.cc.
PureBulk.com has more than 120 nutritional products, super antioxidants, amino acids, and herbal extracts, including advanced life extension nutrition. Find great products like atomic iodine, oil of oregano, spirulina algae, niacin, performance amino acids, herbal extracts, skincare, and heart health nutrition. PureBulk.com products have no fillers, no additives, no hype, and no fancy retail packaging. Just the highest quality bulk nutrition at wholesale pricing. You can also save 50 to 90% off retail nutritional prices when buying bulk wholesale powders and capsules. Shop securely online at purebulk.com or call 406-251-3270. That number again, 406-251-3270. Use the coupon code iodine and receive a 1 gram atomic iodine sample with any order. That's a 150-day RDA supply of atomic iodine absolutely free. Find out more online at purebulk.com.
Of the 3 million plus edible food plants that grow on Earth, no other single plant can compare with the nutritional value of the powder, seeds, and oil of the hemp plant. At HempUSA.org, we ship worldwide these nutritional products with free shipping to the U.S. and Canada. At HempUSA.org, we want to educate our listeners that edible hemp is not marijuana and is certified THC-free. Our powder is 50% protein and does not contain gluten. Gluten impairs the cells from absorbing nutrients. This nutrient-dense food can be stored up to 5 years when vacuum-packed and is priced affordably to be used as a storable food. HempUSA.org is a bulk shipper starting with 5 pounds and up. To allow this food to work for you, call 908-691-2608 or go to HempUSA.org and order today. The body will react and heal itself given the proper nutrition. This superfood will be your greatest asset. So try it today, store it today, and change your life. Call 908-691-2608 or order from hempusa.org.
This is Become Vocal Local with your host, William Roberts.
And we'll go another minute or two on this article, and then we'll get into the history of law and starting on the feudal system and so much more in today's broadcast. But I did find this article quite interesting, so I'll share the rest of it with you. Again, automakers like Ford, Nissan, Volkswagen, General Motors, and China's Shanghai automotive industry are pouring hundreds of millions of dollars into the country. That's India, by the way. They're trying to quietly transform India into an export hub for small car manufacturing. They're hoping to capture a piece of the growing market for tiny, inexpensive passenger vehicles. Like I said, that sounds so nice. Here's a quote. From a small car production hub perspective, India is right in the center of the radar, close quote, said Michael Boneham, head of Ford India. Which plans to roll out its first India-made compact, the FIGO, F-I-G-O, in the first quarter of next year, the FIGO. More than 892 basic cars, the smallest category of passenger vehicle, will be sold in India this year, up 14% from last year and surpassing the 708,034 forecast for Japan, according to J.D. Power and Associates. 892,000 basic cars. It's kind of like the Volkswagen sedan, wasn't it? The people's wagon. Unlike China, Brazil, Russia, where consumers buy a range of cars from basic to luxury, East Indians overwhelmingly prefer small, affordable cars because they like to get them in off the streets at night in case the cattle stampede. Drive down the streets of a typical Indian mega city, an East Indian mega city, where the bulk of car buyers live, and it's easy to see why. Millimeters count. Drivers squeeze through any remotely plausible opening on the clogged streets, grazing handcarts, bicycles, cars, pedestrians, and livestock in the process. Like to own a car there. Millimeters count. And price matters. Executives say most East Indians won't spend more than $8,000 on a car. Thank God for that. More power to them. Let's get some of those $8,000 cars in the United States quickly, please. To manufacture these low-margin vehicles profitably, car makers must localize production to cut costs and ramp up volumes. For now, they can't sell enough cars in India alone to make the numbers work. The market is too consolidated. Maruti Suzuki sells half of all the cars in India. And the market is too consolidated and too small. But if you haven't looked at these Maruti Suzuki, you might type that into your browser. I did, found it rather interesting. You could type in Maruti Swift. That's one of the models. And you'll see that they're a rather snappy little car. Not bad. India ranks 10th globally for total car and truck sales. J.D. Power expects East Indian car and truck sales to hit 1.9 million this year, a far cry from China's 12.3 million. Hungry for scale, car makers must count on exports. Please, send some of those here. I'd like to see one of those $8,000 automobiles. Quote, the margins are slim to say the least, close quote, said John Parker, Ford's executive vice president for Asia and Asia Pacific and Africa, quote, we see exports as an opportunity to expand the volume base. The key thing in this area of the marketplace is to create scale. Scale. That used to be known as rust. You know, you'd hope you didn't have any scale in your toilet bowl. Ford Motor Company has invested $500 million in India and its factories in the South Indian city of Chennai can make up to 200,000 cars a year, even if sales more than double to 60,000 vehicles next year, as executives hope, they have capacity to spare. Parker said the company has not ruled out shifting production of the Fiesta and Focus from Europe to India. That off the China Daily. So you know where all of your taxpayer bailouts are going, folks, to build automobile manufacturing plants in India, in China, and in Europe, while Detroit gets bulldozed, welcome Caterpillar. Of course, Caterpillar sales will probably go up in America as they rewild our countryside. Let's go into part six today, the history of law, the feudal system, common law, law and ethics. We're going to talk about all of that throughout the broadcast. Your calls are certainly welcome. 866-841-1065. The feudal system. This out of the Encyclopedia Americana. Again, we're reading a lengthy article on law. An unlikely place to find good information about law, but if you dive your nose into a good set of encyclopedias, you can spend days and days, hours and hours, tracking from one article to the next and get a very comprehensive understanding of law. There's no doubt about it. The feudal system. The barbarian eruption broke the continuity of the development of the law on a Roman foundation. Okay? The barbarian eruption broke the continuity of the development of the law on a Roman foundation. We covered that in the past, the civil law, last Friday. The customary laws of the Teutonic invaders were modified here and there through contact with the Roman system. Theodoric the Goth, the Goths and the Visigoths, Theodoric the Goth, that would be something you could browse up, study about, had received his education at the imperial court at Constantinople. But the Ostrogothic kingdom of Italy was too short-lived to permit the growth of a Romanized system of Teutonic law. The Forum Judicum, that's a capital F, the capital F Forum, capital J Judicum, is the only extant code in which a fusion of the two systems was made with a measurable degree of success. This code was framed between 649 and 652 A.D. during the reigns of Chintasvintas and Recesvintas, two Visigothic kings in Spain. But you didn't know those guys were kings. And is a combination of the Visigothic laws reduced to writing in the second half of the 5th century by Euric at Arles, and of the Breviarium Alacarnum, compiled by the Roman codes at the beginning of the 6th century. Probably didn't know any of this stuff even existed, did you? I didn't until I read the article. The Christian Church introduced and administered the Roman law of inheritance and of marriage and a family, modified by Christian concepts and the Levitical canon, and influenced the embodiment of the principle of the widow's dower into the customary law of all Western Europe. So here now we're blending in the Levitical canon. We've talked about that before. The 613 laws found in the Bible. You've got the the law, the writings, and the prophets, and the Torah, the Tanakh. And then you've got those being the scriptures, and then you've got the Gospels, the New Testament. And don't overlook the Apocrypha. If you're selecting a Bible, ensure that it has all three elements. They're all important. And influence the embodiments of the principle of the widow's dower in the customary law of all Western Europe. In almost all of the respects, however, the rupture with the past became complete when the feudal system had become firmly established. So as the feudal system came in, we can see that there was a new body of law that came with it. Much the same way as the United States and all of the several states are thrown into this new feudalism, we'll see this body of communitarian law introduced in, salted in amongst the rest. The exclusive right of the firstborn to the succession and the rules for the entailment of estates, entailment, E-N-T-A-I-L-M-E-N-T, for those of you who study property law, the entailment of estates were originally promulgated in the House of Laws of the great feudatory chiefs, who compelled weak sovereigns to incorporate them in their land grants. Land grants, important there. But these regulations did not have long to wait for their embodiment into the customary law. So here we can see where this idea of entailment and land grants and all of that come in right back here in the early portion or the early development of feudal law. On top of the institution of chattel slavery or serfdom, chattel, like cattle, portable property, portable wealth, your personal property taxes, chattel and chattel slavery, chattel and cattle being almost synonymous. Haven't you heard so many times just so many cattle on the fields in the global plantation? On top of the institution of chattel slavery or serfdom, feudalism imposed the institution of villeinage, or village, villeinage, villains, with the right of the lords of heriots and unpaid forced labor. Interesting. We'll be right back.
How many times have you been in a situation where having a hidden audio or video recorder would have made a difference in your life? In the past, owning a hidden video recorder has been expensive and too much of a bother to carry. That was then. This is now. Introducing Diginet Spy Sunglasses. These sunglasses contain a small hidden camera that will record up to 4 hours of real-time audio and video. The Diginet sunglasses are perfect for traffic stops, unlawful searches and seizures, town hall meetings, proving your innocence, or any other situation you'd like to record. And if sunglasses aren't for you, check out the DigiPen. It does the same great job as the sunglasses, but in the form of a functional pen. Video never lies. Watch Big Brother back. Visit diginet.net. That's diginet.net. 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 or call 1-888-344-6681. 1-888-344-6681 today.
Each year, millions of children in developing nations die from disease that could be eliminated with just clean drinking water.
But 2 years ago, we introduced C-Panel, the easy-to-use sun-powered water distiller, robustly designed to provide sparkling clean water in developing nations. Now, these same units can give you delicious bottled water, remove fluoride, toxins, and bacteria. They can help you prepare for disasters or provide pure water on boats, RVs, and off-grid locations. Each affordable C-Panel will make up to 2 gallons per day in hot climates. And unlike water filters, they'll remove salt and dissolve toxins. Just fill the basin with seawater, tap water, or contaminated water, and let sunlight pass. Pasteurize and distill it. No filters, no chemicals, no complicated maintenance. Just tasty, healthy water from nearly any source.
Please visit cpanel.com, spelled seapanel.com, or call 205-246-6492.
Turn disbelief into pain relief. If you are in pain or take prescription drugs for pain, then you need to visit tpr20info.net and get TPR20, the effective topical pain relief cream without the harmful side effects of prescription drugs. TPR20 is a non-prescription cream that relieves pain fast and fights the inflammation to keep the pain away longer. On tpr20info.net, you can read about the many uses of TPR20, like relief from arthritis, fibromyalgia, sports injuries, back pain, sore muscles, and much, much more. Buy the gift of pain relief for yourself or a loved one and enjoy Christmas and the New Year without pain. Visit tpr20info.net or call to order at 1-877-829-9962. Order now and get free shipping in the United States and Canada. And dealer inquiries always welcome. Again, that's tpr20info.net or order by phone at 1-877-829-9962.
Radio X. With your host, Jimmy X.
Sundays at noon on the Oracle Broadcasting Network.
And, of course, as we've often heard in the past, people that falsely believe that they can be both ignorant and free are really in for interesting times. As Thomas Jefferson said, don't take away their freedoms, just enlighten their ignorance with education. That's what we're doing here today. On top of the institution of chattel slavery, it's going to become more important in this decade than perhaps you thought. Or serfdom, feudalism imposed the institution of villainage, lots in that word, villainage, with the right of the lord to heriots, H-E-R-I-O-T-S, like chariot, but not quite, heriots, which I have just glanced in my modern dictionary and find no reference to, so you'll have to do some digging on that one, and unpaid forced labor. We talked about unpaid forced labor when we were looking at mandates, the Syrian mandates, the Palestine mandates, the mandates in North Africa and elsewhere, England, Denmark, the United States and others, Germany, all had mandates. This idea of unpaid forced labor where you could virtually work people to death, unpaid forced labor in a town right where you are. Do you have the International Property Maintenance Code in your town? Do you have property maintenance codes of any stripe in your town? Does the local town have the authority to command you to mow your yard, trim your bushes, dispose of things? Do you have to have a certificate of insurance in your automobile? Now we're coming on to this idea of a mandatory health care system. How much is that going to cost? Our Constitution prohibits involuntary servitudes, but when we have this forced labor, is there any different to this and the feudal system between those days and now? If you're compelled under the penalty of force or some other exaction to buy something, to pay something, that means you're having to exchange your labor, your time, for a product. You're forced to do it. It's forced labor, all right? So serfdom is going to become a little bit more present in those that are listening to the broadcast all around you as you look carefully. All of the various and sundry hidden exactions. Just a forced taking of your property. Well, the right of unmarried women to hold property, as recognized by the Roman law, was continued. The property of a married woman passed absolutely under the dominion and ownership of her husband. As a legal person, a woman ceased to exist when she became a wife. When European society worked its way out of these conditions after centuries of struggle, it was with little help from the Roman law. There was no central source of authority. The empire of the Franks fell to pieces after the death of Charlemagne, and the medieval empire of the Germans, sometimes called the Holy and Roman, was a mere thing of parchment and ink. It was not recognized in France after the 10th century. Germany, from the beginning, was a loosely knit aggregation of duchies whose chiefs were as often at war with the Kaiser as in his allegiance. The Grand Seigneurs or Seigneurs of France were more powerful than the king. Conditions were not propitious for the development of a common law and became less so as political and class divisions grew smaller and more numerous. The organization of secret courts, the German Vemgericht, or something like that, whose judgments made in the dark were executed in the dark by the daggers of oath-bound brotherhoods, was only one of many indications of the general lawlessness. That ought to get your hair to stand up, eh? Secret courts. We have tribunals today. You get renditioned out of here whose judgments made in the dark. You know, Interpol all over the country now. Interpol in the country now. Whose judgments made in the dark were executed in the dark by the daggers of oath-bound brotherhoods. And someone was found hanging in their garage. Was only one of many indications of the general lawlessness. What law developed was of limited application with respect to the territory or the social classes affected. Every province in France had a different legal system. Every German principality had its Landrecht. Every incorporated city had its liberties, quote unquote. Every guild its institutions and ordinances. And every robber baron was a law unto himself. Sound familiar? A lex maritima, or lex, the law maritime, was developed for mariners and oversea traders, and a lex mercatorium, a law for merchants. Interesting, is that not? Remember and recall our discussion with they own it with Robert Rowan and Ronald P. McDonald in regards to They Own It All, including you. We talk about the lex mercatoria, or the law merchant, and the lex maritima, or the laws of the sea, the maritime laws, admiralty laws, and maritime laws. Continuing, the two last named had some claim to universality. And then again, we could remind you about the book I introduced earlier last week, The Free Sea by Hugo Grotius, edited with an introduction by David Armitage, published by Liberty Fund Books. Liberty Fund, Inc., if you want to get a copy for yourself, makes a very interesting read for those that are interested in the natural law and its development. The two last name again, Lex Maritima and Lex Mercatorum, had some claim to universality, for they were observed by the classes for which they were made throughout Europe, irrespective of nationality, and were administered and enforced by special courts. We have the International Court today, of course. The Law of the Sea Treaties points towards the same idea, imposing rules and regulations and restrictions on that which could never be restricted in the past, the free sea, mare liberum. Their basic principles were taken from the Roman law, as were those of all the pervading canon law. So now we've got Roman law, canon law. And in these three systems, the jus civilis manifested the most of its posthumous power, the jus civilis, the civilians, the law of the civilians, the citizens' law out of Rome. Again, recall also, and if you're new to this broadcast and new to the series, go back and access the archives, the show archives. They're there for you, free, unlimited downloads, listening. If you want to get it in the high quality, you can sign up to be an Oracle member and pick it up for, I think, $5 or $10 a month, something like that. You get a deal if you buy a month at a year at a time. But their 16K streams are right there. Go back and listen. They're free. Listen to the early sections. That's probably part number two, I think, was where we went into Noah Webster's 1828. I believe there was like 26 different subheads in 1828 in Noah Webster's dictionary under all of these various categories of law, schools of thought and schools of law, jus civilis, lex mercatorum, lex maritima, just being some of those. The revival of the study of the corpus juris civilis at the University of Bologna, and other seats of learning toward the end of the Middle Ages produced a flow of knowledge in many streams. But human societies were becoming nationalistic and patriotic. The universities were cosmopolitan and scholastic, with little sympathy for the new spirit that was actuating the nations of Western Europe. Lots involved in all of this. This is a tremendous, wonderful summary of many, 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 many hundreds of pages that I've read on these items. It is not surprising, therefore, that the product of the new learning was a groundwork of ideas rather than a body of laws. Academical theorizing that led to nothing practical. Isn't that the case? Man-made global warming. Academical theorizing that led to nothing practical. Neither is it surprising that the finest fruits of the legalistic Renaissance were works of international rather than civil law. And here, as I've mentioned, Hugo Grotius, the Free Sea, here, right out of the encyclopedia article. This is where you can find out about people like this by reading these kinds of articles. Grotius' treatise, the Mare Liberum, the Free Sea, has its basis in the Roman law of the freedom of navigable waters. His De Jure Velum et Passi is a negation of the Roman rule that enemy property, invaded territory included, is ownerless. Well, we'll pick up Hugo Grotius right on the other side of this break at the top of the hour and return for hour number two. Stay with us.
Sometimes authorities don't tell the truth. Many businesses, traffic intersections, and patrol cars are now equipped with cameras. Big Brother is watching, but now you can watch Big Brother back without Big Brother even knowing it. Introducing DigiSpy sunglasses. These high-resolution DigiSpy sunglasses come with either 4GB or 8GB of flash memory, allowing you to record digital footage while doing everyday activities. DigiSpy sunglasses contain a small, high-quality hidden camera that can record up to 4 hours of real-time video and audio. The DigiNet Spy sunglasses are perfect for traffic stops, unlawful search and seizures, town hall meetings, anywhere you need indisputable proof. DigiNet also offers the same audio-video technology in the functional DigiPen. Check out the complete line of products, including mobile DVRs, and see the video quality at DigiNet.net. That's DigiNet.net. DigiNet.net. Or call 1-888-344-6681. 1-888-344-6681 for your DigiNet Spy products today. Because video never lies.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. No one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
the home of cutting-edge talk radio. Online, worldwide, at oraclebroadcasting.com.
As globalism transitions from global to local, we become vocal local, blocking the globalist agenda right where we are, in our towns, cities, counties, and states. And now, here is that nemesis of globalism, your host, William Roberts.
And welcome back to Moon Day, January the 4th, 2010, our two-hour broadcast of Become Vocal Local. We come to you live Monday through Friday here on the Oracle Broadcasting Network, oraclebroadcasting.com. Yes, my name remains William Roberts. In the first hour, covered some general news, some economics reports, a little bit of weather news, a little news about the oil, the price of oil, and the price of orange juice going up, and then we went into and returned to our study of law, which we're going to continue in this hour. We're into the feudal system now, just walking through law as we move from one time period to the next, one group of centuries to the next, and I would certainly hope that I could count on you this year to help expand this audience by letting people that you know, people in your business or people that where you work or if you're out there listening and you're in college or university, let other people know in the dorm and places that you can listen to this broadcast Monday through Friday live. And if this time period isn't really suitable to you, you can always pick us up later and listen to it at your convenience and on the archive broadcast. Burn it to disk. Anytime your hands are busy but your mind is free, you can certainly learn a little bit more. And as you know, on this broadcast, we try and keep it topic-driven. There's always something here and something new that I bring out each and every day to add to your storehouse of knowledge, to add to your treasure chest, if you will. There are probably homeschooled people out there, homeschooling. If you're homeschooling young people, you might want to sit them down, let them listen to this broadcast as each new segment unfolds. There's certainly plenty of things for them to think about. And if you have a set of encyclopedias in your home and dictionaries and whatnot, your own reading library, you could set your children to work verifying the things that I've said on these broadcasts in their own research, teaching them how to learn and how to think, as opposed to what to learn and what to think. Anyway, let's go back into our study of law for this morning, continuing this idea and following this thread of the feudal system, the rise of the feudal system in Europe, where we find Hugo Grotius mentioned in this article, which I find thrilling, if you will. If you haven't read Hugo Grotius, he's certainly worth the read. But he does talk, I'll go straight back to the article, Grotius' treatise on De Mare Liberum. That's Latin, the free sea. Mare is the sea, liberum is free, and the D or DE, that's the free sea. Has as its basis the Roman law of the freedom of navigable waters. The freedom of navigable waters. And you know, this past year, legislation was on the deck to bring federal jurisdiction and federal involvement in all of the navigable waters and all streams of this nation. In our country, in our several states, is the best way to say it. We're not really a nation, one nation under God. There's no nation. We have a federal compact or a federal union, and then we have each of the several states, republics that they are, and commonwealths. Continuing along here, he says it has its basis in Roman law of the freedom of navigable waters, and then his de jure, bellum, that would be a war, I think, and peace, is a pace, passe, is a negation of the Roman rule that enemy property, invaded territory included, is quote-unquote ownerless. Ownerless. Just as wild animals are, and therefore subject to capture and appropriation by the captor. Now this is instrumental. It's important for us to understand. Because when the settlers came to, you know, the Mayflower Compact, remember that one? Got out onto the rock, you know, and all that. Mm-hmm. Well, when they did that, well, we'll talk about how they did that and what they did that and what is significant about that on the other side of this break. Stay with us. We'll be back in three.
heard about the most advanced affordable upgrade for your vehicle. Sonic spark plugs bring you increased fuel mileage and performance. It's like a new brain for your engine from enginebrain.com. Just like a pound of sawdust burns faster than a pound of wood chips, finer fuel mist burns faster. Using a patented process, Sonic spark plugs smash gasoline mist with ultrasound. Thousands of drivers have upgraded to Sonic spark plugs for more power and mileage. Just replace your old plugs with Sonic plugs. Now get a free Sonic spark plug for your chainsaw, generator, snowblower, or lawnmower, and pay only shipping and handling. Once you experience ultrasonic power, you'll want them in your car, truck, motorcycle, or RV. Visit enginebrain.com to learn why Sonic spark plugs outperform all other spark plugs. They're a small company, but their advanced plugs are 100% OEM compatible with your vehicle's warranty. Visit enginebrain.com to learn about combustion theory, hydrogen power, and fuel efficiency. Learn what the oil companies would rather you not know, like a new brain for your engine. EngineBrain.com. EngineBrain.com.
TeamSpeak.cc is proud to announce that TeamSpeak 3 is now available. TeamSpeak is now more flexible, powerful, and scalable. TeamSpeak software enables people to speak with one another and transfer files over the internet. TeamSpeak represents years of engineering experience and is available for Windows, Mac, and Linux. TeamSpeak.cc has the best integrated solutions for online gamers, virtual worlds, social networks, education, and any environment where up to thousands of users require crystal clear voice communications. Users can finally say goodbye to echo, feedback, and background buzzy noises, as the evolution in quality voice communication has arrived. Go to TeamSpeak.cc to find out more. Servers now available and starting at just $2 a month. Remember, that website is TeamSpeak.cc, your total voiceover IP solutions provider. TeamSpeak.cc.
PureBulk.com has more than 120 nutritional products, super antioxidants, amino acids, and herbal extracts, including advanced life extension nutrition. Find great products like atomic iodine, oil of oregano, spirulina algae, niacin, performance amino acids, herbal extracts, skincare, and heart health nutrition. PureBulk.com products have no fillers, no additives, no hype, and no fancy retail packaging. Just the highest quality bulk nutrition at wholesale pricing. You can also save 50 to 90% off retail nutritional prices when buying bulk wholesale powders and capsules. Shop securely online at purebulk.com or call 406-251-3270. That number again, 406-251-3270. Use the coupon code iodine and receive a 1 gram atomic iodine sample with any order. That's a 150-day RDA supply of atomic iodine absolutely free. Find out more online at purebulk.com.
This is Become Vocal Local with your host, William Roberts.
And so we can understand from this idea of the courts of international jurisdiction and the laws of the sea treaties and things like that, there are many people today who have studied law, and they seek to find harmony, if you will, in a global situation, much the same way as the questions that were being discussed by Hugo Grotius back in 1609 when he published this work, The Free Sea, Hugo Grotius. There's lots of information in these books. Of course, they were written in Latin, and so then we're dependent upon the quality of the translations. And of course, when you're trying to translate Latin, you need to find it written someplace earlier first to help guide you in the translation. It's not like you can just run up and grab your Latin to English dictionary. But there's a lot going on in all of this communism, common rightism in Latin, which I'm not skilled in Latin, and I have no formal training, so I would probably be mispronouncing it all over the place if I was to try and read in it. I do a little bit from time to time, just a word or two. But certainly, out of his texture, his work, The Free Sea, there's a lot that we can find out. Here's a quote by Ovid, and this is one of the really great things about going into these books, especially those published by the Liberty Fund, because they are scholarly works. They are really quality. And each of the books is bound beautifully, and with a kind of a library binding on them, They're a far more than normal run-of-the-mill paperback. They're inexpensive, around about $12 a volume. Anyway, you can find them on the Internet, find out all about them. They have some that are free available as e-books, I believe. But here's a quote from Ovid out of his Metamorphoses, Volume 6, pages 349 to 51. Here's the quote. Why do you deny me water? The enjoyment of water is a common right. Nature has not made the sun private to any, nor the air, nor soft water. The common right I seek. And by Ovid, long time ago. Why do you deny me water? Remember the stories or the articles that we've read about water? You know, Nestle essay this morning in the news, Nestle in the news before in the archives here. This idea of coming in and buying up all the rights to and sucking, pumping, and trucking water out of Salida, Colorado, and putting it in their bottled water programs. Why do you deny me water? Blue gold, we've talked about that. There's more here, but let's go right into that. These things, reading from Hugo Grotius, these things therefore are those which the Romans call common unto all by the laws of nature, of which are said to be the same publica durus gentium, as also they call the use of them sometimes common and sometimes public. And it continues. I'm going to jump over a little bit to the next section. The sea, therefore, is in the number of those things which are not in merchandise and trading. That is to say, which cannot be made proper, and from that you can understand property, whence it follows, if we speak properly, no part of the sea can be accompted in the territory, or accounted, if you will, in modern language, accompted in the territory of any people. But territories are of the possession of a people, as private dominions are of the possessions of particular men. The people of a country might possess a river, as included within their bounds, but so they could not the sea. Why? Well, because the sea reaches out and touches all of the continents. Only of late do we call it the Atlantic Ocean and the Pacific Ocean. Actually, the waters are interconnected all over the planet, the ocean. It just depends on which map you're looking at as to which ocean you're in. So back to our text here, back to the encyclopedia. Again, Grotius' treatise, De Mare Liberum, has its basis in the Roman law of the freedom of navigable waters. His De Jure Bellum et Pisse is a negation of the Roman rule that enemy property, invaded territories included, is ownerless, just as wild animals are. And that's part of the common law. All the wild animals are propertyless until you take possession of them. You put your arrow in the right place, you put your patched round ball in the right place, and that wild animal becomes yours. You capture up a burro, you capture up a horse or a camel or whatever, a reindeer, and pen it in, and then it becomes your property. All right? But Grotius here is negating or saying nay to this idea of invaded property, the rule that enemy property is ownerless. And that should be significant to all of us, especially in this country, where all of us have come from someplace else, unless you happen to be a Chippewa or a Pawnee or a Sioux or an Algonquin or a Narragansett or any of the other Indians, East Indians, the Aboriginals here in this country. We came to the shores, you know, Cristobal Colom wades ashore, and he's got his spear and his standard. He plunges his spear into the soil in someplace on Cuba, and he claims it in the name of Ferdinand and Isabella. He claims it. That's all it cost him. They just had to sail across, stick their spear in, and he unfurls his rag over the top of the land. And then all of the land and all of the timber and its natural resources and all of its mineral sources and all of the people, all of a sudden, somehow or another, miraculously become property of Ferdinand and Isabella, where the United States comes into Iraq and does the same, or Afghanistan, or perhaps soon Pakistan, or Iran, or anywhere that we do this stuff. But they would have really hard time sitting down across the table from Hugo Grotius and justifying this, because he says that they're not to be considered as wild animals and ownerless. If you spend a little time and dig into it, you'll find that maybe there are original people there. The Aboriginals actually are in a position of ownership. So how can it remain as ownership? Well, it's only if you have the mighty men of valor and a strong right arm can you keep it by force. And then after so long by prescription, you start to have a right or an interest in it. And so many of the colonists came over under land grants. They came over under corporations and charters. And they had legal descriptions of the land that the company could hold of the crown's land. And that became Pennsylvania and Nuevo York and all the rest of that. Continuing, the Reformation in Germany in its political aspects was mainly a struggle for legal order on the part of the burgesses for a supreme imperial law, on the part of the peasants for liberation from feudal serfdom. The struggle was bootless. The corpus juris indeed became authoritative when it was not in conflict with local law, but German peasants remained serfs for three more centuries. Heads up, serfs. We'll be right back.
Of the 3 million plus edible food plants that grow on Earth, no other single plant can compare with the nutritional value of the powder, seeds, and oil of the hemp plant. At HempUSA.org, we ship worldwide these nutritional products with free shipping to the U.S. and Canada. At HempUSA.org, we want to educate our listeners that edible hemp is not marijuana and is certified THC-free. Our powder is 50% protein and does not contain gluten. Gluten impairs the cells from absorbing nutrients. This nutrient-dense food can be stored up to 5 years when vacuum-packed and is priced affordably to be used as a storable food. HempUSA.org is a bulk shipper starting with 5 pounds and up. To allow this food to work for you, call 908-691-2608 or go to HempUSA.org and order today. The body will react and heal itself given the proper nutrition. This superfood will be your greatest asset. So try it today, store it today, and change your life. Call 908-691-2608 or order from HempUSA.org.
How many times have you been in a situation where having a hidden audio or video recorder would have made a difference in your life? In the past, owning a hidden video recorder has been expensive and too much of a bother to carry. That was then. This is now. Introducing Diginet Spy Sunglasses. These sunglasses contain a small hidden camera that will record up to 4 hours of real-time audio and video. The Diginet sunglasses are perfect for traffic stops, unlawful searches and seizures, town hall meetings, proving your innocence, or any other situation you'd like to record. And if sunglasses aren't for you, check out the DigiPen. It does the same great job as the sunglasses, but in the form of a functional pen. Video never lies. Watch Big Brother back. Visit diginet.net. That's diginet.net. 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 Or call 1-888-344-6681. 1-888-344-6681 today.
Each year, millions of children in developing nations die from disease that could be eliminated with just clean drinking water.
But 2 years ago, we introduced C-Panel, the easy-to-use sun-powered water distiller, robustly designed to provide sparkling clean water in developing nations. Now, these same units can give you delicious bottled water, remove fluoride, toxins, and bacteria. They can help you prepare for disasters or provide pure water on boats, RVs, and off-grid locations. Each affordable C-Panel will make up to 2 gallons per day in hot climates. And unlike water filters, they'll remove salt and dissolve toxins. Just fill the basin with seawater, tap water, or contaminated water, and let sunlight pass. Pasteurize and distill it. No filters, no chemicals, no complicated maintenance. Just tasty, healthy water from nearly any source.
Please visit cpanel.com, spelled seapanel.com, or call 205-246-6492.
Two's Company, Three's Allowed, with your host, Sean.
Sean, a.k.a. Surplus.
Sunday, 11 p.m. Central.
On the Oracle Broadcasting Network.
And so, for perhaps Christians young and old that would be sitting down to this Encyclopedia Americana reading this article on law, they might have had a bit of a heads up here. They had maybe had to scratch their noggin when they read this word again. The Reformation in Germany. Excuse me. In its political aspects, was mainly a struggle for legal order on the part of the burgesses for a supreme imperial law, on the part of the peasants for liberation from feudal serfdom. Of course, in our study that we did so many months back, you can look in the archives and find it on World Civilizations with the author Edward McNall Burns of a university textbook. We looked at this rise in here, this rise of commercialism and mercantilism at this time period throughout all of that, and found out many aspects that we didn't see before. But until you go into the rise of the new legal order, you would perhaps not see this, that this Reformation in Germany and its political aspects was mainly a struggle for legal order. It was nice to throw a towel over the top of the Reformation and call it a Protestant Reformation. And then it's also convenient to throw a towel over the fact that most of the reformers were humanists, and today the moral majority rail against humanism as though they don't understand the roots of their own Protestantism or evangelicalism. But the author then says that this Reformation as a political struggle on the part of the peasants for liberation from feudal serfdom, the struggle, he says, was bootless. What does he mean when he says the struggle was bootless? In other words, it didn't gain any traction. The corpus juris indeed became authoritative when it was not in conflict with local law, but German peasants continued serfs for 3 more centuries, 300 years. So the thought came into the mind, but it took a long time to translate it into an outward effect. In both forward thinking and backward thinking, in Janus, as we have the two-headed Roman god Janus for January, looking backward, that would be the book by Edward Bellamy, but this book is The Road to Serfdom. I don't know how many of you have a copy of it in your library by F.A. Hayek. I have several copies, different editions. My favorite is the definitive edition. It's the University of Chicago Press edition of F.A. Hayek's Road to Serfdom. Very good book. Ran about $15 directly from them. I bought 2 cases of these books, and I've given away all of them but 2. So I don't have any more of these books to give out anymore on the air or in public. But this is kind of the way I like to do my charitable giving, is to find quality books and materials and give them away free, even at a service station or someplace. Gift somebody in a surprising gift, and they will hopefully read these. But here's just from chapter 9, a chapter entitled Security and Freedom, F.A. Hayek, The Road to Serfdom. He starts out with 2 very interesting quotes here. The first one by Nikolai Lenin, 1917. Lenin said, "The whole of society will have become a single office and a single factory with equality of work and equality of pay. The whole of society will have become a single office and a single factory with equality of work and equality of pay." This is the idea of social equity. And this by Leon Trotsky just 20 years later, 1937, where he said this, "In a country where the sole employer is the state, opposition means death by slow starvation. The old principle, who does not work shall not eat, has been replaced by a new one. Who does not obey shall not eat. Leon Trotsky, 1937. Think about it. Coming to a town near you. For those of you who didn't catch Oracle Unleashed, you might go back and listen at least to the first hour, if not all 3 hours, but in the first hour of Oracle Unleashed on Saturday night, Mike Chambers, myself, and Doug Owen went through a very interesting and revealing article that was tipped to me by one of our listeners and a frequent correspondent, Chris, you might know her from the chat rooms, in regards to an interview made with John Williams. He's an eminent economist, if you will, shadowstats.gov, I think it is. Shadowstats. Just type it in, John Williams, Shadowstats. You'll find it. But he's saying things are, the cheese is sliding off the cracker for America. Things are picking up. The economic situation may be untenable relatively soon. And he's very conservative in his forecasts and projections. He's not the kind of a person that runs to idle speculation or idle words, at least not in my understanding. And remember, as well, last week on Friday it was, where I shared with you this article out of Reuters by Frank Tang. Gold's 25% rise in 2009 eclipsed by palladium, platinum, and silver, where the article ended this way. Other precious metals staged equally impressive gains after last year's deep decline, with platinum rising a record of 58.7% and palladium up 220% on improving economic conditions, as well as hope for a boost in physical demand from new U.S. exchange-traded funds expected to launch soon. What is this hope for a boost in the physical demand for precious metals from a new U.S. exchange-traded fund? Is this going to be a partially metal-backed currency or an exchange-traded fund coming down the pike expected to launch soon? I searched all over on the Internet over the weekend. I wasn't able to find any add-on to that, but I just bring it to your attention. Stir up your pure, your powerful, and your positive mind with useful information. Keep your eyes peeled for this new U.S. exchange-traded fund expected to launch soon with backing in the precious metals. Continuing from our article on law in feudal period, France notwithstanding, from the Encyclopedia Americana, 1951, France notwithstanding, the consolidation of the monarchy remained under the curse of anomalous and discordant jurisprudence. The South continued to be the pays du droit de crit, the North the pays du droit de coutumier, or something like that. But province differed from province. We might see something similar along those lines here, with the Tenth Amendment resolutions passed everywhere, and states building firewalls between themselves and an errant and despotic federal government. Province differed from province. Instead of having the success of the Uniform Commercial Code and the International Law Commission bringing forth model codes and model acts all across all of the several states, perhaps we might see that province differ from province in this new feudal America. One influence might have been exerted for betterment. The French lawyers had attained a political and social position beside the feudal nobility. So now we see the advance of the French lawyers rising up, getting their moment in the sun. They were organized in great chartered corporations with large powers and larger claims. The original 13th Amendment.
Looking for news and real information? You found it.
You found it.
This is OracleBroadcasting.com.
Turn disbelief into pain relief. If you are in pain or take prescription drugs for pain, then you need to visit TPR20info.net and get TPR20, the effective topical pain relief cream without the harmful side effects of prescription drugs. TPR20 is a non-prescription cream that relieves pain fast and fights the inflammation to keep the pain away longer. On TPR20info.net, you can read about the many uses of TPR20, like relief from arthritis, fibromyalgia, sports injuries, back pain, sore muscles, and much, much more. Buy the gift of pain relief for yourself or a loved one, and enjoy Christmas and the New Year without pain. Visit TPR20info.net or call to order at 1-877-829-9962. Order now and get free shipping in the United States and Canada. And dealer inquiries always welcome. Again, that's TPR20info.net or order by phone at 1-877-829-9962.
Sometimes authorities don't tell the truth. Many businesses, traffic intersections, and patrol cars are now equipped with cameras. Big Brother is watching, but now you can watch Big Brother back without Big Brother even knowing it. Introducing DigiSpy sunglasses. These high-resolution DigiSpy sunglasses come with either 4GB or 8GB of flash memory, allowing you to record digital footage while doing everyday activities. DigiSpy sunglasses contain a small, high-quality hidden camera that can record up to 4 hours of real-time video and audio. The DigiNet Spy sunglasses are perfect for traffic stops, unlawful search and seizures, town hall meetings, anywhere you need indisputable proof. DigiNet also offers the same audio-video technology in the functional DigiPen. Check out the complete line of products, including mobile DVRs, and see the video quality at DigiNet.net. That's DigiNet.net. DigiNet.net. Or call 1-888-344-6681. 1-888-344-6681 for your DigiNet Spy products today. Because video never lies.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. No one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
This is Become Vocal Local with your host, William Roberts.
And a couple of more quick quotes right out of the road to serfdom, F.A. Hayek. It is seldom that liberty of any kind is lost all at once, David Hume wrote. It is seldom that liberty of any kind is lost all at once, this whole idea of gradualism, the slow erosion of liberty, if you will. And this by Alexis de Tocqueville. I should have loved freedom, I believe, at all times, but in the time in which we live, I am ready to worship it. See, when freedom is lost, and you have nothing but a diminishing bag of liberties, and perhaps no recognizable liberties at all beyond the end of your leash, then freedom becomes the most cherished of all things. Before we go back in and study the last little bit of this section from the encyclopedia, I'll turn over to The Origins of the Common Law by Arthur R. Hoag. This gentleman writes very well. But here in the introduction to this book, he writes this. For example, modern usage tends to distinguish common law from written law or statutory legislation. Again, the modern lawyer as well as the layman may think of the common law as a body of principles embodied in or derived from precedents. the decisions of certain courts in England and other common law countries. To add to this misunderstanding of medieval common law, there is the occasional modern effort at defining the common law as a body of rules based upon custom alone. Jumping over, if the modern layman is bewildered by the language of the legal profession, he can blame William the Conqueror for his confusion. For the Norman conquest made French the language of the royal household and the language of royal courts. Anglo-French, or quote-unquote law French, was used in pleading in the English courts, and the lawyer was forced to learn it as a second language. He had to learn Latin as well, for Latin was the language employed in the Middle Ages for formal written records. Anglo-French was a dialect from which the English legal profession first developed a precise vocabulary for the expression of legal concepts. Words such as plaintiff and defendant are of French origin. As the English language evolved, it moved away from the Anglo-French, once the quote-unquote King's English, but we have occasion to use some of the medieval terminology which the common law retained. I must have to say that King James of the King James Bible, King James of England and Scotland, was a quick study and proficient in all of this, Latin, law French, etc. Those who are now impatient with this terminology may find some comfort in the knowledge that in the early history of the common law, at least, the language of oral arguments in courts was close to the conversational language of the people. We're concerned here with much more than the growth of professional jargon and definition of legal terms. We are concerned with the expanding jurisdiction of the royal courts and a dramatic increase in the number of legal rights they were prepared to recognize and to protect. And there's more here. In every generation, both lawyers and laymen seem to have been drawn toward two desirable but widely separated and contradictory goals. The first of these is the goal of permanence, stability, certainty in legal doctrine. The second is the goal of flexibility or adaptability, permitting adjustment of the law to social necessities. The result of the pull in these two directions has been an unresolved tension between the search for stability and the desire to make the law serve its own age. Let's return back to the encyclopedia here, finish up this article. But, again, the French lawyers had attained a political and social position beside the feudal nobility. Just as much the same we have the lawyers today, hey? Scarcely anywhere you can go in government today, following the Joseph principle, that you don't wind up face-to-face, mano-a-mano, with a lawyer. The French lawyers had attained a political and social position beside the feudal nobility. Advisors, counselors, advice of counsel. They were organized in great chartered corporations with large powers and larger claims. They excelled their compeers throughout Europe in the qualities of the advocate, legislator, and judge. Their generalizations displayed an elegance of diction and a refinement of logic unexampled since the passing of the jurisconsulate of ancient Rome. But not one venerable or lucrative quiddity would they sacrifice in the interest of legal harmony and clarity. For the law of nature, they developed an almost passionate admiration. It overlapped all provincial boundaries. It did not distinguish between noble and burgess, nor between burgess and peasant. It exalted lucidity and system, and it did not commit its devotees in any specific improvement, affecting to believe that the vices of the French law were ineradicable. The legal profession obstinately resisted the reform of abuses. Montesquieu tried to instill a different spirit, but French law was to be purified in the fires of the revolution. Interesting, and an article that is well written, wouldn't you agree? Pretty erudite writer there. He understands much about the situation. Let's continue again here from The Origins of Common Law by Arthur Hoag. Tomorrow we'll get into English legislation, perhaps move into the era of rationalism as we move forward from ancient to modern times in law, so that we can then begin to study more about what's actually happening in more recent times, as we understand a little bit more about the administrative side of law and the laws of commerce or business law, which seem to drive the day, the Uniform Commercial Code being the code, if you will. Dropping down a little bit further, this following the preceding segment, the pull toward permanence in the law is particularly strong whenever real property interests are involved. It's always so important to understand property and its point, its pivotal point. It's the jump-off point in law, often. Without property, what is there? What's there to discuss? What contracts are there to be made? Without property, what argument can we have? But again, the pull towards permanence in the law is particularly strong whenever real property interests are involved. And there's stuff that we're going to learn on real property and personal property in future broadcasts. Whenever land, buildings, or real estate are at stake, for these interests often span long periods of time and may affect two or three generations. A long-term lease for a period of 99 years ordinarily touches the use of land. Such a lease, properly drafted and clearly designed to endure into a distant future, will not be disturbed by a common law court, save for exceptionally good reason. What was just and right in one generation, so arguments may run, should not be disturbed in another just generation. Otherwise, men will not plan their affairs for the future with confidence that arrangements will hold up in court. You understand why it's so important to have certain permanence, and that when people make a plan in their early days for their retirement, the disruptive impact of an errant government that is so abusive is that they would intentionally sabotage the economic system, and with this process of repetitive booms and busts, bankrupting one generation after another generation after another generation of good people, hardworking people, making their investments and their strategies to none effect. Such a government needs to be thrown off. We have that kind of government in America today. The socialist bunch of pukes in Washington, D.C., in our schoolhouses, in our courthouses, in our state houses. They need to go, folks, and they need to go soon.
Heard about the most advanced affordable upgrade for your vehicle? Sonic spark plugs bring you increased fuel mileage and performance. It's like a new brain for your engine from enginebrain.com. Just like a pound of sawdust burns faster than a pound of wood chips, finer fuel mist burns faster. Using a patented process, Sonic spark plugs smash gasoline mist with ultrasound. Thousands of drivers have upgraded to Sonic spark plugs for more power and mileage. Just replace your old plugs with Sonic plugs. Now get a free Sonic spark plug for your chainsaw, generator, snowblower, or lawnmower, and pay only shipping and handling. Once you experience ultrasonic power, you'll want them in your car, truck, motorcycle, or RV. Visit enginebrain.com to learn why Sonic spark plugs outperform all other spark plugs. They're a small company, but their advanced plugs are 100% OEM compatible with your vehicle's warranty. Visit enginebrain.com to learn about combustion theory, hydrogen power, and fuel efficiency. Learn what the oil companies would rather you not know, like a new brain for your engine. Enginebrain.com. Enginebrain.com.
TeamSpeak.cc is proud to announce that TeamSpeak 3 is now available. TeamSpeak is now more flexible, powerful, and scalable. TeamSpeak software enables people to speak with one another and transfer files over the Internet. TeamSpeak represents years of engineering experience and is available for Windows, Mac, and Linux. TeamSpeak.cc has the best integrated solutions for online gamers, virtual worlds, social networks, education, and any environment where up to thousands of users require crystal clear voice communications. Users can finally say goodbye to echo, feedback, and background buzzing noises, as the evolution in quality voice communication has arrived. Go to TeamSpeak.cc to find out more. Servers now available, and starting at just $2 a month. Remember, that website is TeamSpeak.cc, your total voiceover IP solutions provider. TeamSpeak.cc.
PureBulk.com has more than 120 nutritional products, super antioxidants, amino acids, and herbal extracts, including advanced life extension nutrition. Find great products like atomic iodine, oil of oregano, spirulina algae, niacin, performance amino acids, herbal extracts, skin care, and heart health nutrition. PureBulk.com products have no fillers, no additives, no hype, and no fancy retail packaging. Just the highest quality bulk nutrition at wholesale pricing. You can also save 50 to 90% off retail nutritional prices when buying bulk wholesale powders and capsules. Shop securely online at purebulk.com or call 406-251-3270. That number again, 406-251-3270. Use the coupon code iodine and receive a 1 gram atomic iodine sample with any order. That's a 150-day RDA supply of atomic iodine absolutely free. Find out more online at purebulk.com.
Hi, this is Mike Chambers. Join me live weekdays for Mike Chambers Live from 11 to 3 p.m. Central Time here on the Oracle Broadcasting Network.
So we've covered a rather large spectrum of information on the broadcast so far, and in this final segment I'm going to speak for a moment on law and ethics. This out of the Principles of Business Law, Delavaux and Howard's 9th edition, published back in 1970, about 40 years out of date as far as business law is concerned, no doubt. Lots of changes have been made, but it gives us another one of these waypoints, another one of these restore points that we can touch base in the year prior to the final extirpation of gold as a medium of exchange. We no longer would exchange gold and international exchange either. So it was a very interesting time period to capture just before the transition was made. This section on law and ethics begins this way. It says, decisions by individuals as to whether or not they should do any particular act may be divided into three categories. Some divisions involve matters over which a person is said to have a free choice. For example, a decision by a high school graduate whether or not to seek a college education involves essentially a free choice. Actually, no choice is completely free because there are always pressures such as financial ability and factors that affect decisions. Remember, at this time, minimum wage was about $1.60. An hour, a nice apartment could be had for $80, and a quarter of education in a community college would scarcely touch $200 at all. So, anyway, back to this again. All freedoms, including the freedom of choice to do a legal act, are limited and are not absolute freedoms. We can see that in the advance of the humanism, over the centuries, from the Reformation forward, this idea of the rejection of absolutes, call as Auguste Comte said, everything is relative and that is the only absolute. And then shortly after with Albert Einstein, his theory of relativity, everything's relative, you know, there are no absolutes. But even here in the law that has to go with it, the new legal order, the new economic order, the new social order, all freedoms, including the freedom of choice to do a legal act, are limited and are not absolute freedoms, law and ethics. And there's no mention of morality in any of this. Other decisions involve acts that are within the dominion of the law, and the doing of the act is illegal. Illegal, as used here, does not refer strictly to the criminal law, but encompasses all acts for which the law would impose a sanction. Such decisions necessarily involve the weighing of the legal consequences which will follow if the act is committed. Society uses law to govern conduct, and a major function of the law is to apprise people of the consequences that will flow from conduct. Again, a major function of the law is to apprise people of the consequences that will flow from the conduct. But how often in this despotic and tyrannical system that we find ourselves in today, how often is there any true publicity of the law? How often does law apprise people of the consequences that will flow from their conduct? I heard over the evening some 47,000 new laws found their way into existence in the several states and in the federal government over this past 12-4 month. If you divide that by 50, of course, you'll see that it's only about 10,000 laws per state. And that's high. Usually there's about 2,500 new pieces of legislation come down the pike and get truly approved and finally passed in Missouri. But even so, if you divide it by the states, that's 10,000 new laws. How many of them could you recite? How well has the law apprised you of the consequences that will flow from your conduct? The third category, the author states, involves decisions which are concerned with acts that are not illegal, but over which the actor feels that he does not have a free choice, either because of the internal force, usually referred to as a conscience, or because of social pressure from others. If you're not run by your conscience, if you don't have a moral compass, if you don't have any moral upbringing, then ostracization and social pressure from others rules the day. Continuing, a decision not to do such an act is actually obedience to the unenforceable. Such obedience is based on the ethical and moral values. Now here's morals, finally, in 1970. Such obedience is based on the ethical and moral values of the person making the decision and of others. It involves such human traits as manners, courtesy, honesty, self-restraint, bravery, tolerance, fairness, and a sense of values. I guess you could have a little uniform and be a Cub Scout or a Boy Scout and take those kind of things to heart. We don't do that anymore in America. How would you like to have this as the list when we go to the polls? Human traits such as manners, courtesy, honesty, self-restraint, bravery, tolerance, fairness, and a sense of values as criteria for consideration before someone would cast a ballot. I care not what the man's wife looks like or how pretty his family might be or where he went to school. What manner of person is this? What human traits do they have? There's so much more to this. We can get into it in the next broadcast. But as we start to wind down this broadcast, let me remind you that we have elections coming up right now in a town near you. There are aldermen positions opening up on city councils, and there are school board positions that are coming up. We have April elections here in southwest Missouri. And if you're sick and tired of being sick and tired, and you've been paying attention to these broadcasts and doing your research, and you're up to snuff on all your tax issues and all of the things that could be considered to be impediments to a public office, you don't have a closet full of skeletons of your own. If you feel in your own past experience and understanding and your education that you could actually bring a better pair of moccasins to the table, well, then why don't you give the people, or at least consider giving the people in your area, the opportunity to vote between the better of two goods or the best of two good candidates for once in their life so that they don't have to resort to the lesser of two evils or worse, come to the polls and see what could have been a change in government fall to somebody because there was no contestant, there was no opponent, no opposition, or worse, that no one even filed for the post, and the post is just going to stand open until someone in one of the two parties simply makes an appointment. If we want to move with confidence into this new decade, then we're going to need to be that replacement set. We're going to need to be those leaders that we've been lamenting the absence thereof. Obedience to the law and obedience to the unenforceable are interrelated and complementary to each other. They're the hallmarks of a great people. The former is an absolute necessity if anarchy and chaos are to be avoided. Obedience to the law and obedience to the unenforceable, interrelated and complementary. Absolute necessary if anarchy and chaos are to be avoided. To find out more about anarchy, you might go back and listen to the series again that we did on anarchy. Anarch, not arcs. No matriarchs, no patriarchs, no oligarchs, etc. But if a people will not be ruled by God, then they have to be ruled by men, right? It's a choice to be made. Choices have consequences. Are to be avoided, and the latter is an integral part of a democratic society that seeks to guarantee the blessings of liberty to all. The extent to which an individual, a business, or a nation is obedient to the guides to human conduct that are unenforceable is the measure of his or her or its greatness. I'll say that again. The extent to which an individual, a business, or a nation is obedient to the guides to human conduct that are unenforceable is the measure of his or its greatness. Manners, courtesy, honesty, self-restraint, bravery, tolerance, fairness, and a sense of values. Thanks for listening. I'll be back again tomorrow. Until then, good day.
Taking it back, one precinct, one county, one state at a time. You've been listening to Become Vocal Local.
Of the 3 million-plus edible food plants that grow on Earth, no other single plant can compare with the nutritional value of the powder, seeds, and oil of the hemp plant. At HempUSA.org, we ship worldwide these nutritional products with free shipping to the U.S. and Canada. At HempUSA.org, we want to educate our listeners that edible hemp is not marijuana and is certified THC-free. Our powder is 50% protein and does not contain gluten. Gluten impairs the cells from absorbing nutrients. This nutrient-dense food can be stored up to 5 years when vacuum-packed and is priced affordably to be used as a storable food. HempUSA.org is a bulk shipper starting with 5 pounds and up. To allow this food to work for you, call 908-691-2608 or go to HempUSA.org and order today. The body will react and heal itself given the proper nutrition. This superfood will be your greatest asset. So try it today, store it today, and change your life. Call 908-691-2608 or order from HempUSA.org.
How many times have you been in a situation where having a hidden audio or video recorder would have made a difference in your life? In the past, owning a hidden video recorder has been expensive and too much of a bother to carry. That was then. This is now. Introducing Diginet Spy Sunglasses. These sunglasses contain a small hidden camera that will record up to 4 hours of real-time audio and video. The Diginet sunglasses are perfect for traffic stops, unlawful searches and seizures, town hall meetings, proving your innocence, or any other situation you'd like to record. And if sunglasses aren't for you, check out the DigiPen. It does the same great job as the sunglasses, but in the form of a functional pen. Video never lies. Watch Big Brother back. Visit diginet.net. That's diginet.net. diginet.net. Diginet.net.
or call 1-888-344-6681. 1-888-344-6681 today.
Happy holidays from all of us here at Oracle Broadcasting.